الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقولهم إنا قتلنا المسيح عيسى ابن مريم رسول الله وما قتلوه وما صلبوه ولكن شبه لهم وإن الذين اختلفوا فيه لفي شك من ما لهم به من علم إلا اتباع الظن وما قتلوه يكينا بل رفعه الله إليه وكان الله عزيزا حكيما صدق الله العظيم وصدق على رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين Honorable ulama, respected Huffaz, elders and brothers, we begin with the praises of Allah Rabbul Alameen, that Allah who is mine and your soul sustainer, cherisher, nourisher and protector. May Allah's choicest salutations continue to descend and flow upon our noble master, leader, mentor, our guide, Nabiya Pak Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected elders and brothers, we live in a country that is made up of 86% Christians and approximately 2% Muslims. Given the fact that we are predominantly a Christian country, it is important for us to understand the significance of one of the most important events in the Christian calendar. The other factor that drove me to speak on this today, though I had full intention to speak on the virtues of Masjid al-Aqsa, as we know currently it is closed from the 28th of February. Allah make it possible that the doors of Aqsa open again. Keep Aqsa in your du'as. If possible, get up at tahajjud time and cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that it opens up again and it comes back into the hands of the believers, inshallah. The other factor that drove me to speak on my topic today was that most of our children attend private Christian schools. And these schools are driven by Christian ethos. They are being indoctrinated with the Christian belief of Jesus and Isa alayhi salam. And also social media has ushered in an era of hyper-individualism where ethics frequently change as Twitter top tags. Even though Islam is still the world's fastest growing religion, let me tell you this, and it is frightening, that countless people refute their faith every day. Cutting Darwinism or an inexplicable suffering of the human spirit. So just as much as people are entering the fold of Islam, sadly there are those that are leaving the fold of Islam. And what prompted me also to speak on Isa alayhi salam and our belief with regard to him is that in the course of the week, a very senior Shaykh al-Hadith, a senior alim, had taken a clip on the ulama group and he had mentioned a very frightening incident. He said there was a family that had moved specifically for the education of their children. They left a thriving business. He left his property. He was staying in a small town. And he left everything beside just to move into an upmarket area somewhere here in the northern suburbs just to give his children a good education. Subsequent to that, what happened was in the course of the year, as the children were attending the school, he says one evening, just before the supper was being served and the dinner was being served, the child said, "Dad, I want to say a prayer." So the father said, "Of course, to be grateful to Allah is always a good thing, to say something, to make dua to Allah, to that he has bestowed upon us." So the little child goes ahead and he says, "Oh Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we thank you for the food and the drink that you have favored us today with." And this person goes on to say, he says, the father decided day and day. He said, this is it. He sold his house the next day at a loss. He packed up everything. He took his children out of the school. And he went back to a small dorpi that had a masjid next to it. And I had a madrasa and a maktab next to it. And he said, no ways I am going to sell the iman of my children. No way am I going to give my children the best education at the cost of the iman. I have a choice to make. And that is the choice he decided, that I'm packing up and I'm going, and that is it. So my respected elders and friends, Easter according to Christianity is a holiday that celebrates the resurrection of Lord Jesus Christ according to Christianity. And after his crucifixion, his death and his burial, 3 days later he arose from the grave. They believe that Nabi Isa alayhi salam suffered crucifixion as a substitute for human sin, satisfying God's just wrath against humankind's transgression due to Christ's infinite merit. This is the belief of Christianity. Christians believe that following the crucifixion, Jesus was given a new life in the form of God. This is why during Easter, we see eggs. You see eggs, Easter eggs, that are symbolic of new life and resurrection. That is the idea behind the Easter eggs. They are symbolic of a new life and resurrection. The rabbit, you know the rabbit, is also a sign of fertility and new life. Now this crucifixion serves as a central pillar of Christian dogma. It signifies the Creator's redemption of a cursed humanity and universe. But God demonstrates, this is in the Romans Christian Bible, where it is mentioned that God demonstrates his own love towards us, in that while we are sinners, Christ died for us. So this is the principal belief of Christianity. Now my respected audience, what is the status of Isa alayhi salam? He was born, and what is the Islamic position regarding his end? You and I know that Muslims have been often called Antichrist. We've been often called Antichrist and labeled intolerant, etc. And is this really true? One of the most misunderstood figures, one of the most controversial figures in the annals of history was Isa alayhi salam. Let me explain why. He was revered by some as the Son of God, or he was regarded by some as God himself, while others believe, wa na'udhu billah, he was an imposter and liar. So you see, he was the most misunderstood prophet that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent for the guidance of humankind. Let us look at the Islamic position regarding Isa alayhi salam. The miraculous birth of Nabi Isa alayhi salam is from amongst the signs that bear testimony to Allah's unconstrained power. The miraculous birth of Isa alayhi salam is from amongst the signs of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that bears the unconstrained power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Prior to the birth of Isa alayhi salam, reproduction was understood in three ways. Reproduction was understood in three ways. The birth of Adam alayhi salam without the agency of a mother and father. The birth of Hawa alayhi salam without the agency of a female. And the normal birth through the agency of a male and female. So these were the three ways that mankind understood reproduction. The birth of Isa alayhi salam demonstrated the fourth possibility, and that was the birth without the agency of a male. Nabi Isa alayhi salam was born miraculously to Maryam alayhi salam, who was not married. She was accused of infidelity and was cleared of all blame by her very own suckling child. Qala inni Abdullah. One of the children that spoke, the history has bear testimony to, I think it was 3 or 4 children that spoke in their cradle. One of them was Isa alayhi salam. When they said, Ya Ukhta Harun, ما كان أبوك امرأ سوء وما كانت أمك بغية. That we did not know your parents as evil people. Your mother was a chaste woman. Your father was a good man. What have you come with? Where did you bring this child from? فَأَشَارَتْ إِلَيْهِ. And she pointed to the child. She pointed to the child. And Allah gave Isa alayhi salam the power of speech. And he said, قَالَ إِنِّي عَبْدُ اللَّهِ آتَانِيَ الْكِتَابُ وَجَعَلَنِي نَبِيًّا وَجَعَلَنِي مُبَارَكًا. And the whole ruku goes on to explain what he said. So Nabi Isa alayhi salam was born miraculously to Maryam alayhi salam, who was not married. Nevertheless, Muslims do not believe that Isa alayhi salam was the begotten son of the Almighty, or that he died for the sins of mankind. In fact, he was the chosen messenger of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, who was sent specifically to the Jews for their errant ways. And the Holy Quran states, O people of the book, this is how the Quran addresses them, do not overstep the bounds of truth in your religious belief, and do not say of Allah anything but the truth. The Christ Jesus, the son of Mary, was but the messenger of Allah and his prophets, and do not say that God is Trinity. Stop from making such claims for your own good. Allah is but one. Allah is far away from having a son. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had bestowed Isa alayhi salam with miracles. Allah gave him glad tidings of a word. His name was called Masih. He's known as Masih. Isa, the son of Maryam, held high in this world and in the year after. Allah taught him the book of wisdom, the Torah and the Injil, and appointed him as the messenger for the children of Israel alayhi salam. Now what about the crucifixion? The Jews said in boast, we killed Jesus, the son of Mary. But Allah says they killed him not, nor they crucified him. وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ. Allah is very clear about this. إِنَّا قَتَلْنَا الْمَسِيحَ عِيسَى بْنَ مَرْيَمَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. They said, we killed Isa, Jesus, the son of Mary. Allah says, وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ. You did not kill him and you did not crucify him. It was made to appear to them. And those who differ therein are full of doubt. The Jews opposed Nabi Isa alayhi salam as they had opposed many other believers and prophets. And they plotted to kill him. According to the commentators of the Quran, there are two views regarding to what happened when the Jews surrounded the house of Isa alayhi salam with the intent to kill him. They have mentioned two views. The one is about 4,000 people surrounded the house of Isa alayhi salam, who was with his disciples at that time. He asked one of his disciples, or he asked his disciples, if anyone from among them was prepared to leave the house and in lieu of martyrdom and being with him in Jannah. So one of his disciples volunteered, wore the garb of Nabi Isa alayhi salam, and went out to confront the enemy. They mistook him for Nabi Isa alayhi salam. They killed him while Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised him to the heavens. The other view that the Mufassirun have mentioned is the enemy of 4,000 appointed a person from among them to enter the house of Nabi Isa alayhi salam. Before he entered the house of Nabi Isa alayhi salam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala lifted him to the heavens. When this person came out, Allah transformed him to resemble that of Nabi Isa alayhi salam. The Jews got hold of him and they killed him, thinking that he was Nabi Isa alayhi salam. Now comes the question of the descendant of Nabi Isa alayhi salam. There are none in the book, Allah says, who will believe in him before his death, and on the day of judgment he will be a witness for them. In fact, Nabi Isa alayhi salam will once again descend from the heavens as a follower of none other than Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. he will marry and he will die a natural death. Some have explained that his life will be for approximately 40 years. He will marry, he will die a natural death, and he will be buried next to none other than our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi has narrated upon the authority of Abu Huraira radiyallahu an, that the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "By he in whose hands my soul rests, Isa, the son of Maryam alayhi salam, is to descend among you as a just ruler. He will break the cross, he will kill the swine, he will abolish jizya, and wealth will increase to such an extent that one prostration, one sujood, one sajda will be more valuable than the whole world and all that it contains." The future role of Isa alayhi salam has been explained and related in the hadith that he is destined to play the role of a mighty just ruler who will destroy the power of modern Christianity both materially and spiritually. He will annihilate the biggest emblem of Christianity, and that is the cross, my respected elders and friends. And one sajda will become so valuable in the eyes of Allah that its value will be greater than this entire world and its entire content. And it makes sense, my respected elders and friends. Look at the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the wisdom and the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know that Dajjal will be the most, what can I say, is his kufr, his disbelief will be one of the greatest. His disbelief, there is no disbeliever that would be greater in disbelief than that of Dajjal. And Allah will give him certain powers, inshallah we'll talk about this at some other time. So his kufr is of the highest. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will use a Rasul, a Nabi who's east, to defeat a person whose kufr is of the highest. Allahu Akbar. Look at the wisdom of Allah. It will take a person of the highest form of iman, and whose iman can be greater than that of a Nabi? Nobody's. The Nabi's iman is the greatest. It will take a Nabi whose iman is the greatest to defeat a person whose kufr is the greatest. Nevertheless, my respected elders and friends, Muslims are often labeled as intolerant. They are often labeled as uncompromising. The reality of that is that in an Islamic state, this is the furthest from the truth, in an Islamic state, a believer would be put to the gallows if he rejects the prophethood of Nabi Isa alayhi salam. Imagine, they say Islam is intolerant and they say Islam is uncompromising, yet a person in an Islamic state who doesn't believe in Isa alayhi salam, he will be put to the gallows. Whilst a kafir in an Islamic state, despite rejecting the nabuwat and the prophethood of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is granted the position of a zimmi, one whose honor and life is protected by the state. Subhanallah. Look at the justice of Islam. So we shouldn't be shy. We shouldn't have an inferior complex and hold back and say, "No, I believe in Isa alayhi salam. In fact, my belief will not be complete if I don't believe in Isa alayhi salam." Respected elders and friends, likewise, Islam recognizes both the Torah and Injil as divinely revealed scriptures. Yet the adherents of Judaism and Christianity reject the divinity of the Quran and Kareem. A person cannot claim to be a Muslim. He cannot lay claim to Islam if he does not accept and honor all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. So my respected elders and friends, my time is up. Nabi Isa alayhi salam, after his return, to the earth for a second time, as I had mentioned, will live for a period of 40 years. The Muslims will perform his janazah and he will be buried according to Islamic rites next to our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We cannot leave it to others to inform us, to educate us, and to help us discover the truth about the nature of Islam. Understand this point. We cannot leave it to others to inform, to educate, and to help us discover the true nature of Islam. There is a massive vacuum that we need to fill with reason and sound logic, not hysteria and reactionary language. If we leave it to others, we are not making sure what is represented in Islam as genuinely as in Islam. We will continue to witness this type of response, and this type of response is for us as Muslims, up to us to ensure that we educate those who do not know. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me and all of us the understanding. Wa ma alayna illa al-balagh. Two important announcements. One is that inshallah on Saturday, that's tomorrow, between Asr and Isha, a very important program relating to Hajj and Umrah will take place at the masjid. Many of us might have already performed Umrah, but is it an opportunity to first ensure that we understand the correct masail? Those who are intending to go for Hajj from around the area, pass the word around, inshallah. Morana Musa Olga, a elderly alim with many, many years of experience traveling frequently to the Haramain Sharifain, inshallah, will be conducting this program. And taking a cue from the prophetic tradition of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَنْ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ النَّاسِ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ اللَّهِ. He who cannot be thankful to creation cannot be thankful to the Creator. We say Jazakum Allahu Ahsanul Jaza to our beautiful congregation for all the contribution that you made during the month of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, all the expenses were made and everything was above board. May Allah grant you blessings in your rozi. May Allah grant you blessings in your sustenance. And may Allah make it possible that your wallet never runs dry of sadaqah, inshallah. Say Ameen, brothers. I don't want commission, just say Ameen. May Allah make it possible that your wallets are always full, inshallah, to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we continue with all the good deeds that we have done in the month of Ramadan, our salah, our Quran, our charity, our astaghfar. And don't forget to make dua for the ummah of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. إن الحمد لله الذي أنزل التوراة على نبي موسى عليه السلام والإنجيل على روح وكلمته عيسى ابن مريم عليه السلام وأنزل الفرقان على خاتم النبيين محمد المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد اعلموا أمة الإسلام والقرآن إن من عقيدتنا أن عيسى ابن مريم رسول الله كلمة الله روح الله عبد الله وليس هو ابن الله كما زعمت النصارى حيث أكبر الله بذلك قوله تعالى فآمنوا بالله ورسوله ولا تكونوا ثلاثة انتهوا خيرا لكم إنما الله إله واحد سبحانه أن يكون له ولد وكما أخبر سبحانه وتعالى: والتي أحصنت فرجها فنفخنا فيها من روحنا وجعلناها وابنها آية للعالمين. فهذا أمر أن آدم عليه السلام ليس له أب ولا أم، مع ذلك هو عبد الله ونبي الله، فكيف يكون عيسى عليه السلام إلها أو ثالث ثلاثة أو ابنه سبحانه وتعالى وله أم؟ قل سبحان ربي هل كنت إلا بشرا رسولا. أمة الإسلام والقرآن أن عيسى ابن مريم عبد جعل الله وأمه آيتين للعالمين، حيث قال: إن هو إلا عبد أنعمنا عليه وجعلناه مثلا لبني إسرائيل. أما عقيدتنا في رفعه إلى السماء فذاك حيا لا ميتا، ولا عجبا في ذلك، لأنه وهل كان ميلاده طبيعيا؟ لا، فلما الغرابة والعجب في رفعه حيا إلى السماء؟ فإن الله سبحانه وتعالى خاطب إليه بقوله تعالى: إني متوفيك ورافعك إلي ومطهرك من الذين كفروا وجاعل الذين اتبعوك فوق الذين كفروا إلى يوم القيامة، ثم إلي مرجعكم فأحكم بينكم فيما كنتم فيه تختلفون. فمن معجزاته إحياء الموتى بإذن الله سبحانه، فكيف ينكر رفعه حيا؟ إن الله رافعه حيث قال: ورافعك إلي، كما أخبر سبحانه وتعالى، وقولهم: إنا قتلنا المسيح عيسى ابن مريم رسول الله وما قتلوه وما صلبوه ولكن شبه لهم. ففي حديث البخاري ومسلم عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه يقول: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: والذي نفس بيده ليوشكن أن ينزل فيكم ابن مريم حكما عدلا، فيكسر الصليب ويقتل الخنزير ويدع الجزية ويفيض المال حتى لا يقبله أحد، حتى تكون السجدة الواحدة خيرا من الدنيا وما فيها. وقال تعالى: وإن من أهل الكتاب ليؤمنن به قبل موته. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله، نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله وملائكته النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات المسلمين والمسلمات. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه، وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه، وأقضاهم علي رضي الله عنه، وعن الصحابة كلهم أجمعين رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين. الله الله في أصحابي، لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر من نصر الدين واخذل من خذل الدين، اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين، اللهم حرر المسجد الأقصى، يا فتاح افتح أبواب الأقصى، يا فتاح افتح أبواب الأقصى، يا فتاح افتح أبواب الأقصى. اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين وأصلح ذات بينهم، وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار، وأدخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين، اللهم ارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين، رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم اغفر لنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، الأحياء منهم والأموات، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. والحمد لله رب العالمين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أقم الصلاة. For this, let us ensure that our steps are straight, shoulder to shoulder with our heels in line. Let us ensure that all the gaps are closed. Standing as close as possible, inshallah, this will unite our hearts and the hearts of all the believers, inshallah.
Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah, ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah, ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Hayya 'ala as-salah, hayya 'ala as-salah. Hayya 'ala al-falah, hayya 'ala al-falah. قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد الله سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Allahu akbar, astaghfirullah. Allahumma anta as-salam wa minka as-salam tabarakta ya dhal jalali wal ikram. Allahumma a'inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatika. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin an-nabiyyil ummi wa ala alihi wa sallim taslima. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhaban nar. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين وأصلح ذات بينهم. انصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية. اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق وأعمالنا من الرياء وألسنتنا من الكذب وعيننا من الخيانة. فإنك تعلم خائنة العين وما تخفي الصدور. اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك وأغننا بفضلك عن من سواك. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين. اللهم ارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين. رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم إنا نسألك من كل خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون. وسلام على المرسلين. والحمد لله رب العالمين. Inshallah, it's from tomorrow. I started quarter to five, inshallah.